husband, who was sitting there innocently, running to my foot. And
you have State Farm insurance.
I'm going to sue him.
Have you seen the commercial?
No.
They advertise. It's a young couple, and they're in front of their new house. And she's going to be getting in the vehicle, but he's driving. And I guess he drives over her foot. She says something, or no, she drives over his foot. It's the other way around. He's not in the car. He's standing at the driveway. She drives over his foot. He's screaming. She drives frontward and goes over it again. And they wheel him to the wheel unit, the ER, right? Get him all fixed up. And she's wheeling him out, almost hitting the foot again. Anyway, it's a State Farm insurance commercial advertising car insurance.
Yeah, that's exactly who we have with.
Is this what happened to you?
No, it was his foot that did it. His boots. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be well in time to ski?
Definitely. Definitely. Yes. My foot would be just fine by then.
I think she can ski with that.
I did today. I was sliding all over the place. That's right. I'm not that coordinated. Any questions? How was the meditation? Was it good?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Everybody was doing it. Tonight we're going to talk about luggage. Which one we should take and which one we should put down. I'm just as surprised as you guys are right now.
The Louis Vuitton.
That you can take. You paid for it. Woman, you can take it. When we enter the gate of self-realization or God-realization or kingdom of heaven, whatever you guys want to name it, the language doesn't matter. We are probably very, very weightless. Because had we have the weight with us, the luggage with us, the climb is too steep. It would be pretty much impossible to carry it out. So
we'd take a mule.
We could take a mule, yes. So tonight we are going to talk about luggage. And we will be very surprised to know that the luggage can be very, very invisible, and those are the ones that are really weighing heavy, you know. And what are luggage? Luggage is when we send our senses out when it's not necessary at all. When the eye sees too much, the ears hears too much, the tongue talks too much, the feet takes you to too many places, is they all bring together information, which is luggage. I call it luggage. And this luggage comes in and gets compared to the ones that we already collected from the past. And we either fear it, love it, or hate it. In any situation, it is not going beyond the mind. In any situation, it's not going beyond the mind. So tonight, I'd like to talk about just one of the aspects of this luggage is time. As we all know, we all have a story. Ida has a story. I have a story. Hans has a story. We all have a story that has a beginning, middle, and end. And some stories are very bizarre and some are, you know, ordinary. But they all vary in nature. As soon as we admit we have a story, we have bound ourselves to the past, present, and future. And we're no longer homeless. What I mean by homeless is opposite of what you think. Homeless means free. So most of us, particularly the advanced countries, the more technologically advanced countries, they put a lot of attention on time. Time is very important. And one of the things that puts a lot of luggage is keep holding on to the story of the past. Holding on to the story. I have a sad story. Wait and watch me say it. I have a spiritual story and I want to tell you. I have a story of a broken marriage and I need to communicate with you. I have a story that my mother was such and such and did such and such thing to me. And let me tell you a story. This story is a chain upon our neck. Because the memory of that story is a belief in the world. And the more you have belief in the world, the less freedom you have to move in around. So we identify, I know you all know, but it's not enough to know and even realize it. It's always pleasant to have emphasize it again and emphasize it again so we don't get fooled again. So when we are in the kingdom of self-realization or recognition, the past absolutely means nothing because we are not anymore to identify with the story. Tony has a story, and some of them sad and some of them very happy. But Tony is not the story. A story just unfolded itself in his life. I am not my toe, but the toe unfolded itself the way it did. Did I experience pain? No. But the toe did what the toe would do in a situation of a crash. And so the home, which is our own inner sanctuary, does not have room for luggage and baggage. Why? Because when you take it, there is no longer a home. We're living again in the mind. And it's very tricky, it's very subtle. It will vanish as soon as you try to think of something. And another way of saying, every time we think, we're believing the body and the mind. Every time we think, even a spiritual thinking. When we don't take any thoughts and we are dipped into that silence while we are going through life, that is a true being at home, true silence and being at home. So far, any comment about our luggage of the past before we go into future? How many of us truthfully carry luggage? Yes.
Well, you. Dump it.
Yeah.
Do you
want to
take it?
We have carry-on, we have backpacks, we have.
Yeah. Well.
Mule.
Yes.
He's carrying lots with me.
Mm-hmm. When we don't dwell on elaborating our story, it will fade away. Because it would be like you put it in a cupboard and you didn't use the movie over and over. And then one time you take it out and you find out this doesn't have the quality anymore. It's faded away. Every time you drag it out, whether to show to yourself how miserable you have been, and how victimized our life has been, and how our story been awesome, or whatever, you're renewing this memory that should not even be there. Now, there are a lot of medicine for that, and there are a lot of places you can go that they would put you on a couch and ask you all sorts of questions that could help you. But wouldn't it be better to learn a way where it's unused anymore, you know? To the point that you forget you have it. You know, and if somebody says, oh, did that happen to you? I don't think so. It's like when I go to my brother's house, he remembers every little thing that happened in our childhood. And he gets so furious because I don't remember. It's like I was under anesthesia, some sort. And it's all choice. you know, choice, not because I tried to avoid it or you tried to avoid it. It's just the new of recognition is so much greater than the old of slavery. So how to get rid of it? By dwelling in the high place. Every time we have this inkling or a habit of bringing out all these delicious, poisonous dishes, we raise ourselves into the higher platform of unity, purity, and divinity. That's one way to do it. Having our eyes up like Yogananda does in one of his pictures. His eyes is up. The other is a stop, the meditation we did. As soon as the story comes to mind or compares your story with somebody else's story and come to a conclusion, just stop. Not try to stop. Not forced to stop. Just stop. I don't mean stop and sit down and meditate. I don't mean it that way. It's while you're doing whatever, stop. That's two methods of doing that, and of course you find your own method that would be even more better than that. Now, how many of us have the habit of being concerned about future? Again, time-bonded. What do we do with that? Trust meditation that was given here. And the trust meditation that I gave was before we were born. And that's how it was given to me as a human being, as this form. There was a promise in our bosom that to the extent of our relaxing in the self, everything will be taken care of. Everything. The more you take thoughts, the more the background this promise would be. It takes the back seat. It's not become the driver. It becomes the passenger. And so then we are born in a family that doesn't know about this promise and pushes us forward. Go forward. Make your life. Strive. You know, succeed. Whatever. And we begin to have these stories being drawn on the canvas of our being. And the stories become so crowded that we can hardly remember the promise. So the trust meditation is really good for the future baggage. You just trust that promise that was given to you and experience it firsthand. If the promise that I'm saying is wrong and is not there, come back to me and say you're full of it. Do you know what I'm saying? But try it anyway, to see it for yourself, to make it yourself. Now, how many of you, I know not too many people that are regular come, have come tonight, but how many of you have done the trust meditation? Had it work for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the stop method. I find that I have to use the stop method first.
Yes.
For me.
That's right.
And then I go into the divinity, the unity, and the peace by just turning it over.
That's right. You see.
And because my God is your God.
Yes.
So it's all taken care of.
Your
then
God.
Then lies the trust.
That's right.
And then I just let it unfold.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not my reality anymore.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
So I just let it be.
Well, you see, you tailor it your way.
It's not easy.
No, it is not easy, but it's so much easier than the gymnastic we are used to.
Absolutely.
You know, if somebody is used to eating this way, if somebody says eat it this way, it's just weird. Even though it says, listen, it's a straight line from here to here. Here you have to go around the head. So, yes, you tailor it to yourself. So, spirituality is not a mood. It is not knowledge. It is not even just wisdom. It is the art of living. Because when we leave this body, we are who